This wondrous creature stands before me. Neither man nor woman, but something else entirely. A beautiful hybrid, a lovely tea rose. Two things brought together to create something wholly perfect in my eyes. She is the physical embodiment of what I most desire. Neither one nor the other, but both. Everything I physically desire in one body. Her kimono open, her sexual organs exposed. I've been granted a special favor. I'm allowed inside this secret so carefully guarded against public scrutiny. I look, but I don't touch. Her skin is that of a perfect porcelain doll. She is without blemish or freckle. Slim-hipped, legs like a baby giraffe, small rounded breasts. A penis no longer or larger than my thumb. No testicles. Just a perfectly pink vulva opened by her fingers and inviting me to look closer. She's plied me with sake and taken the edge off of my ability to respond. I look to her face after careful scrutiny of her body. It is clear she is concerned, fearful even, of how I might react. When I am again sober, I will remember this moment and wonder what truly happened with Harold. Can I touch her? No. The robe is closed and tied. The secret is again concealed. I am denied access to the thing I desire most and want it all the more. She leaves the room by slipping through a door concealed behind a screen. The servant enters a moment later. I am dismissed. I am to return to my room. Olga sits on the bed, wrapped in her robe. One of the 3 dozen magazines she insisted she absolutely had to have open in her hands. So, did the samurai get all freaky on me? I don't want to hear it. I take the magazine from her, toss it against the wall, and then fall on her. She instantly responds to the roughness of my hands, the insistence of my mouth, and the desire she assumes is directed at her. We roll on the bed like 2 rotting beasts. We fuck like it's the end of the world. We are the only 2 survivors in a post-apocalyptic wasteland. Humanity depends on our ability to get off. I raise her legs over her head. I turn her on her stomach and take her from behind. I write a new chapter to be included in the Kama Sutra. I'm a fucking machine. I make Ron Jeremy look like an amateur with my prowess. If screwing were an Olympic sport, I would have brought the gold home for England. When we are exhausted and marginally satiated, I lay on my back for only a moment. Then the sake reappears. It gurgles up in my stomach until it erupts like a fountain. At least I make it to the toilet. Olga places a cold cloth to my forehead as I empty out the contents of my stomach. Am I okay? I retch again in response. I hate her. I hate her kindness. I hate that she puts a cloth on my forehead. And I hate that she loves me most of all. What the hell did the samurai do to me? Nothing. I just drank too much, too fast on an empty stomach. That's all. She helps me up from the floor and back to the bed. A duvet is placed over me. She telephones to order food, and then she tidies up her magazines after binning the used condoms. The bustling and fussing annoy me beyond reason, but I keep my annoyance in check. Like it or not, I need her. I've learned the hard way that the women in my life really do have a limit on how much shit they will take from me before I'm denied their love and compassion. Miso soup, tamagoyaki, and rice are delivered along with tea. My favorites. Perfect for an empty stomach. I eat slowly, still digesting what I've learned. How many times has she had sex with the samurai? And by sex, I mean penis entering vagina sex. Never. 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 It's always just the touching and the looking. Weird. No, it's not weird. Actually, it is very understandable. How so? Never mind. It doesn't matter. No, really. She wants to know. She's very beautiful. Who wouldn't want to touch her and look at her body?